Hello and welcome again to another issue of IPM, Integrated Pest Management. And instead of talking about pests, we're going to talk about some beneficial insects, especially biological control agents. One thing we have to recognize that biological control agents offer a very important role in the ecosystem. And anytime you remove them, we see more outbreaks of the pests. So we need to conserve biological control agents and be very careful about treatment with insecticides. It doesn't matter whether it's organic insecticides or conventional. Beneficial insects often are very vulnerable to these pesticides of any sort. Now, the good thing is today we have numerous companies that make biological control agents. You can augment biological control agents, which means that you can actually buy these beneficial insects and have them in mail and you can release them on your farm. Let's talk about a few of the IPM tactics that we have talked about over several past months in this program and how that affects beneficial insects. For example, we have talked about trap cropping. And here in Alabama, we have been doing numerous experiments and demonstrations on using sorghum and sunflower as trap crops. And we have seen several benefits of this system. For example, we have seen green lynx spiders. These are the big spiders that are often absent in cropping systems. But the green lynx spiders, they love the sunflower and sorghum trap crop system because it provides them shelter. And we have seen numerous times these spiders feeding directly on the adult leaf-footed bugs and stink bugs. So it's truly remarkable to see these beneficial insects in action. The other insect you will notice in trap crops, because it's a reduced spray system, are the lady beetles. And those lady beetles will move between the main crop and the trap crop, which is what you want to see. So in this way, trap crops kind of provide a very diverse ecosystem and provides shelter to beneficial insects. And they don't disappear or you don't kill them immediately as you're harvesting your crop. So trap crops can be a very good kind of a nursery crop for them where they can still feed on some pest species and then come back to the main crop when you plant them. Well, we have been doing a lot of experiments with pest exclusion systems, which of course stops the pests, but they can also reduce beneficial insects. With the 50% shade cloth system that we have talked about earlier in this program, that can slow down lady beetles and lacewings. The good thing is if you purchase lady beetles and lacewings and release them under a netted high tunnel, they don't leave, which means that you get a better control on small insects like aphids. We've also done some studies on farm studies with the persimilis mite. This is a predatory mite that feeds on two-spotted spider mite. Two-spotted spider mite is a major pest in high tunnels, and that persimilis mite suppresses these two-spotted spider mites. So there are some benefits to the pest exclusion system. You can do it either a temporary system using soft fabric as a pest exclusion material and then release the biological control agents under that fabric. And that way, the beneficials feed on small insects. Also, we have talked about yellow margin leaf beetles. And again, this insect is showing up in many parts of Alabama and across Southeast. So producers can look back at the yellow margin leaf beetle life cycle. But there are studies done in the University of Florida by Dr. Ron Cave and colleagues that has shown that green lacewings, which are also available commercially, but natural populations, they can feed up to 500 eggs or more than 40 larvae of these yellow margin leaf beetles per day. So that's a major destruction that these beneficial insects can do on pest species. Also, the spined soldier bug is another predator that attacks yellow margin leaf beetle larvae. So we need to protect these beneficials by reducing our sprays, planning our IPM more carefully, and let these insects move between some nursery crops and the main crop. Make sure that when you are purchasing beneficial insects, don't purchase it on a Friday because your material may stay in the mail and those insects can die off. So always purchase them early in the week so that they arrive fresh at your door, ready to be released. They don't have to be released all together. You can actually store some of these natural enemies in their containers and release them sequentially over the several weeks. And also focus on hot spots. If you are a high tunnel producer or a greenhouse producer, you can release a large number of these beneficials at those hot spots and then let the rest spread throughout the structure. and again reduce your insecticides applications when you're releasing beneficial insects. Otherwise, you'll kill them all with sprays. For more information on pest management, webinars on IPM, and more information on beneficial insects, you can also visit the Vegetable IPM, the Alabama Vegetable IPM website, which is www.aces.edu/vegetableipm. Thank you very much.